Namandavats. I'll begin with a reading from one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan hymns of the Nembutsu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho onegai shimasu. The light of wisdom exceeds all measure, and every finite living being receives this illumination that is like the dawn. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light. Chie no kumyo hakari nashi uryo no shoso koto kotoku koke kamuranu mono wa nashi shinjitsu myou ni himyou se yo. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. It's wonderful to be here with you all today. I had a very interesting experience a couple weeks ago. I was invited to a Christian ordination ceremony for a Christian pastor who is being ordained in her church. This pastor was one of my friends, someone I studied with last year when I was doing the chaplaincy internship at UCSF. And while I was there, I would on occasion be asked to lead a morning reflection or a morning meditation, and I would often do a bit of Buddhist chanting as part of that reflection. And so she always really loved that chanting, and she asked me, you know, would you come when I'm ordained, would you come and do some Buddhist chanting as part of my ordination ceremony? I want to include this in part of my tradition. I was thinking, are your denomination going to be okay with this, having a Buddhist come to your Christian ordination? But she said, oh yeah, no, they're very open-minded, they'll welcome you to come. And so it was a very interesting opportunity. まあ、私この間、キリスト教の牧師さんの友達がいますが、その人がその牧師さんになる儀礼を参加してほしいと言われました。で、なぜならは、去年私はサンフランシスコの UCSF の病院で、臨床宗教師、チャプリンの研修をした時に、その方が一緒であって、たまに私が朝の、メディテーションみたいなことをリードする時に、仏教のお勤めをね、ちょっと声を出して、お経を唱えたりしたんですけど、それは、方がすごい感動して好きで、ぜひ私が牧師になる時にその儀式に出て仏教の務めをしてくださいって言われまして、と思ってね、キリスト教の皆さんそれを受け入れるかなと思いましたけど、まあまあ誘われましたから、いや、それは多分人生に一回だけのご縁となると思いまして、一応行ってみました。ね。 And she told me the color of the day is going to be red. Red. So I kind of went all out. I have a red shikie, the robe, a red robe. So I wore that and I put on all of my ceremonial robes thinking, well, this is a very important ceremony for her. So I should wear, you know, my sort of formal robes to show respect for this tradition. そして、私も張り切って、赤いものがあったら来てくださいと言われて、私ちょうど赤い色を持ってるんです。あまりここで着ないんですけど、赤い色があって、それを着てね、結構ね、ちゃんとしたご上下さとか、霧馬鹿も全部入って、この、大きな儀式ですから、その方の、こういうおめでたいことね。そして、尊敬、大切にしていることによって、そのちゃんとした、服装を着たんですね。 And so when I arrived at the church, it was, you know, everybody welcomed me, and one of the pastors who was going to be speaking came up to me, and he just did this. He just says, this is beautiful. He just talking about my robes. Like, この衣ね、こう、お、綺麗ですよと言われましたね。 And so this was my first experience at an African American church. It's an African American, very kind of charismatic church. これはアフリカンアメリカンのね、この黒人の教会ですけど、これ初めての経験ですね。And the thing that was really striking to me was the music in the church. その音楽は素晴らしかったですね。And the timing of like when the pastor was giving the sermon, the music was like interspersed in. Like there was sort of like depending on how the pastor was speaking, if he was saying something kind of calm and reflective, there would be this little kind of quiet melody playing in the background. Maybe some light cymbals would be kind of tapped along the way. そして音楽は素晴らしかったですね。その牧師さんが説教するときに、ね、その音楽はそのムードに合わせて、牧師さんが言うことに合わせて、ちょっと静かに落ち着いてことで、落ち着いた音楽が流れて、ちょっとだけのシンブル。And then there was this sort of, sort of building of the momentum of the sermon, and he got more and more dramatic, and the music, you know, with the organ and the drums, and by the end of when he concluded his sermon, it just like broke into this musical performance. そして説教が終わったらもうその音楽の演説になったんですね。And there was this long organ solos, and the drum, they had a drummer, a trap set.Playing the drums, and the drum set had a solo of about 2 minutes of just the drummer was rocking out, and everybody got so sort of inspired. People got up and started dancing, in the service. そしてみんなね立ち上がって踊ったりするんですね。And here I'm sitting in my very formal Buddhist robes, kind of sitting there, not quite sure, what to do and how do I fit in here.そして今私はこのね、すごいこのもう一番フォーマルのね、衣を着てるからもうじっと座って、もうみんな踊ったりしてるんですね。And it was, so then my turn to speak came up and I got up to the podium and I said a little bit about my friend. This friend of mine had been on a really difficult journey in life. She had struggled with a drug addiction. She had been, actually had been in jail for a time and she managed to sort of turn her life around.And was able to, kind of complete her ministerial studies, and now was going to start out as a pastor, and particularly interested in working with people in the jails and the prison system. そして友達がもういろんな人生の中の辛い経験をしてね、麻薬の依存もしまして、刑務所もしばらくね、もう捕まれて刑務所にしばらくいましたけど、それをこの宗教のおかげで、ね、人生の方向転換をして牧師になられたというもうめでたいことで。So, I shared, one of our chants, one of the Buddhist chanting that we do, and it had this message of when we receive the light of wisdom in our lives, that true teaching, that true wisdom can carry us. We talk about, in our church, we talk about carrying us to the other shore, carrying us from the life of suffering to the life of peace, to the life of, comfort,the life of living with kindness and concern for others. そして私がお勤めした分の説明をするときは、この知恵の光にね、仏様、私たちに言ったら仏様、よその宗教は神様とか言うんですけど、その正しい見教えに出会われた、その苦しみからね、こういう、喜び、感謝の人生に移ることが、できますという話をして。And then I brought my little bell, I rang the bell, and I did a little chanting, which was an interesting contrast because, our Buddhist chanting is very, very calm and calming. That's our style of Buddhist chanting. And so it was an interesting sort of contrast to this very exciting, lively music that was playing. そして仏教のお勤めは結構落ち着いてるんですね。落ち着いた心が穏やかなお勤めをして、それは面白いなんかコントラストだったんですね。And then I went back to my seat, and as I went back to my seat, people were saying, Amen! Right? So they were moved by that. ね、皆さんが Amen! と言ってね、そのお勤めにも感動したということですね。And even as I was explaining, people were saying, that's right!So they were giving me that feedback. It was interesting to have that experience of feeling kind of supported. I mean, I'm supported here in a different way hear people say "Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu," when, you know, we're giving a Dharma talk. Sometimes you hear people maybe sitting by you saying the Nembutsu. And I thought it's that same sort of thing, of that we have this tradition too of kind of a response and of receiving the teaching and expressing our receiving with joy the teaching. まあ、うちはあのこう、Amen とか言わずに、でも、南蛮陀仏の受け念仏は聞きますね。その、ありがたい話を聞くときは、南蛮陀仏、南蛮陀仏、南蛮陀仏が出てくるんですね。同じようにね、この受けて感謝を表すということが似てるんですね。似てるんですね。
After this service, I asked my friend, I was like, that was amazing. It was 2.5 hours long, by the way.
そして、まあ、2時間半でした。
And I said, I asked one of the other pastors who was there, I said, is this typical? Is this the way it usually is? I'm like, oh no. This is all about, my friend's name is Sophia. This is the way that it is with Sophia, right? That it's, you know, her sort of personality, her style. But it was 2.5 hours. And at the time I was thinking, it's kind of been a while, but I wasn't bored. I was engaged the whole time. But afterwards I checked my watch, I was like, wow, that was 2.5 hours, right? So it was this long ceremony filled with emotion and joy and this whole kind of emotional journey that we went through.
まあ2時間半のお参りでしたけど、すごいあのもう山あって谷ある、すごいなんかこの感情がね、豊かなお参りでした。
And afterwards I asked my friend, I said, you know, why do you think it is that in your church there is this such a kind of powerful shows of joy and emotion?And she said something very interesting. She said, you know, the people in this community have suffered a lot, predominantly an African-American community here in Oakland. We've had a lot of discrimination over the years. Many people who come to this church find their way to the doors after addiction, after incarceration. And so we've experienced such difficulty in our lives that we express the joy that we find all the more deeply, really knowing the depth of difficulty, we express all the more powerfully our sense of joy and gratitude.
まあその教会は私友達に聞いたんですけど、なぜこういう心豊かなお参りができているかなと聞いて、友達が今までにここ教会に入る方々は苦しんだ来られた方が多いですね。まあこのアフリカンアメリカンの人が多くて、その差別をされて、そしてまあ麻薬依存とか刑務所に入ってからこの教会に入る人が多いから、その苦しみはいっぱい経験したから、それからこういう、こう解放された感謝と喜びがあり、盛り溢れてると言ってたんですね。
And I thought, this too has a resonance with our teaching of the Nembutsu.
これも Nembutsu のようなものですね。
In the Nembutsu, we recognize the difficulties that come from our lives, from all of the greed, the anger, and ignorance in this world, but also recognizing that is in our hearts. And it's through the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha that we're able to realize our path to liberation, our path to a life of kindness and compassion through the Nembutsu. And so our Nembutsu is a Nembutsu of joy and gratitude.
まあ私たちの Nembutsu はこの感謝と喜び、人生、自分の苦しみをもう十分に気づいて、そして救いがあること、私でも救いがあることを気づいたら、その感謝の念仏が出てくるんですね。それは他力念仏ということですね。
So, this experience was very, eye-opening for me, and it reminded me of the truth of the Buddha's teaching that, you know, we go through life and we tend to think, put ourselves in little holes and little cubbies with, I'm this sort of person, that person's that sort of person. But when we come together with this open mind that we receive from the Nembutsu, then we're able to recognize that we may have different ways of expressing the way that truth touches our lives, but in reality, all beings are embraced by boundless wisdom and compassion.
まあ私それぞれのね、こういう、こう救い真実のことを表し方様子があるんですけど、仏様の光は全ての人に照らされて、全ての人を救うことはこの経験を通してより深く味わえたということでございます。
So I just wanted to share this kind of really fun and interesting experience that I had, and it really gave me a much renewed and deepened appreciation for the spirituality of the African American community, African American churches, and also the sense of kind of resonance with our own Nembutsu path. So I'd like to conclude with these words of Shinran Chōnin. So して Shinran Chōnin の言葉で味わえて終わりたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。The light of wisdom exceeds all measure, and every finite living being receives this illumination that is like the dawn. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light. 知恵の光明はかりなし、無量の正相ことごとく、公共かむらぬものはなし、真実妙に奇妙せを。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無。Number one.